This is Hoyuloy Shtei Noshim. If a man has two wives, Ushmoiseyem Shavois, and both wives have the same name, hey, this one Yaakov has two wives, they're both called Rachel. So Kosov Lagarash Sagadailo, he told the Sefer to write him a get because he wants to be Megarash's older wife. So it says Aloch, if he changes his mind, Lo Yigarash Boyesaktana, he is not allowed to use this get to use it for his younger wife. Since it was not written for the younger one, it was only written for the older one. We'll see why this is a bigger chiddush. Then another chiddush is, the last chiddush is, Yesem Mikain, greater than this is, Omar Lavlor, where the husband tells the sofer, Kisoy Li'ezer She'erza, again, where one husband has two wives with the same name, and he's not sure now which one of the two he wants to give a get to. He knows he wants to get rid of one of them, he's not sure which one now. So he tells the sofer, listen, you write the get, and Le'ezer She'eretz HaGavrish, whichever one I'll decide later that I want to give the get to, that's the one that the get should be chal for. So still the locher is posel HaGavrish boy. The husband is posel, he's not allowed to use this get. That's also called not written L'shmo. Like we'll see in the Gemara, since we hold Ein Breira, so right now when he has a doubt, he doesn't know which one he wants to give the get to, that's not called being written L'shmo. Not called because of law. Law means right now, b'shas, you write to get. We have to know who is the husband and who exactly is the wife. Here that the husband himself had a doubt which one of his two wives he wants to give the get to. That's possible. That's not called lishma. Now the Gemara explains that the Mishnah says, kosov legaris es ishtoi v'nimlach. The second case of the Mishnah is where one Yaakov had to get written for himself and he changed his mind. Then another Yaakov wants to use the get. So Gemara says, V'yela Reisha V'mai. But this is the second case. So the question is, though, that's the same case as the first case. The first case is also where a second husband comes and finds the get that was written for a first husband. So it's the exact same case? Omer Rapapa Papa says, no. I'll tell you, the Reisha, the first case was, the Seifrin Ha'asuyin L'Islamid Askinen. We're talking about that the Seifer did not write the get L'Shem Gerishin at all. But rather the Sefer was first learning how to write a get, and the Rebbe was teaching his Talmud how to write a get. So that's why the Reish of the Mishnah said it's possible. That now if somebody finds the get that it's his name written on it, and his wife, he can't use it, because the chlal, this get, was not written l'shmo. And Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says, Dekanami, I'll bring you a proof to this. Tikatani, the Mishnah says, Seferin and Mekarin. It says like the Sefer, one was reading it to another one. In other words, the Rebbe was reading it over to his Talmud. For like Tony Seifrim Kerm, it doesn't just some say the Seifer was reading the get. Shema Mina, that we're talking about here, that the get was written for practice. So if so, the Gemara explains very good then, Ma Yesem Mikan, what does the Mishnah mean? The second case is the Begichidish. It means like this, Tona Deveri Abi Shmoel, that Loizeh Shenichtav Shaloi Lushum Gershin, not only in the first case that the Seifer was only practicing. He did not write it at all to be used for a real get. That it's possible, Ela Avzeh, but even the second case, Shenichtav Lushum Gershin, that the first husband, first he thought he wanted to give his wife a get, so he told the Sefer to write it, and the Sefer wrote it up Lushmo. Still, when he changes his mind, the second husband is not allowed to use it, that's the Chiddush that possible, that you can't use this get since it was not written for you. And then the Mishnah goes on, For Loizeh Shenichtav Shaloi Lushum Gershin Didei, not only in a case where it wasn't written for him, it was written for a different husband altogether, even another case, the next case of the Mishnah is again where the same husband has two wives, and he had the get written for his older wife, and they both have the same names, that he's not allowed to use it for his younger wife. So here it's a big Yechidish. Even though this get was written for him to be used, still, since it was written for one wife, he cannot use it for the second one. But this case that the get was written for him, still possible. Because it was written for the one wife, you can't use it for the other wife. And then the last chiddush is, not only this case before, that it was not written like for this wife, it was written for the older one, not for the younger one. Even the last case, that the get was written for this wife that he wants to use. Just right now he's not sure which wife he wants to give the get to. But whichever one he will want to, that's the one he wants the get to be written for right now. Still possible. And why? Like we'll see later on, because we hold Ein Breira, that you make a decision later, that does not help for right now. Right now we do not know which wife you want to get for, therefore the get is possible. Now the Gemara explains the whole Mishnah. My timer, why is the get possible now, Mishnah? So it sounds like this. If the Torah would have just said there's a mitzvah for the husband to give the sefer krisa, to give the get to his wife's hand, I would have thought to say lamute heich kama. It's only no good the first case to lay over the shum krisas, that the chlal the sefer was only practicing, he did not write the get the shem krisas. Avol kosav lagaris es ishtoi, but in a case where a man had wrote the get for his own wife, so he wrote it l'shem gershim, but when Nimlach he changed his mind, the over the shum krisas that the get akoponim was written l'shem krisas ain makosha, maybe the get would be kosher. That's called the benosan biyodo, giving over a get that was at the beginning written for a shem gershim. Even though the first husband changed his mind, maybe the second husband with the same name and the same wife's name could use it. Therefore kosav rachmona, the Torah tells us no. The Torah says v'kosav, that you have to have the get written for you. See, kosav rachmon, the kosav, the Torah would have just said the word v'kosav hav. I mean, I would have thought to say lamutei hai delo iyu kol kosav lo. It's only possible where this husband did not have it written for himself; it was written for another husband. Avol yesh leshtei noshim. But in the case where this one husband has two wives, and he had it written for his older wife, tiyu kol kosav lo, he had it written for himself to be used. Eima kosher. Maybe that's called the kosav, that he could use this get now for his younger wife. On this, no, kosav rachmon, the Torah says, law, the kosav law, the vidashim lishmo, that the get has to be written for her, for this wife exactly. That's the halacha of the kosav law, the get has to be written lishmo for her. And the sefer, what's the chiddush in the last case? There, l'chura, the husband told the sefer, write it for whichever wife I decide later to use. What's wrong? It was written for that wife. Lomeli wise apostle, so Kamash Malon, on this the Mishnah is teaching us the Ein Breira. We do not hold from Breira that right now it's a doubt which one is the get going to be Chalon. So min asafik, you cannot make a get that's not called the Kosav Lo Lishmo, that's not called Lishmo. And Taisa speaks out that even though other places maybe we would hold from Breira, but over here by Ksivas Aget, since the Torah says the Kosav Lo Lishmo is an extra special aloch here, that b'shas k'siva, it has to be mevuru. We have to know clearly exactly for which wife it's written for. And any time we have a doubt right now for which wife it's written for, here by k'siva the get, we say ein breiro, that the get is possible. Yes, now the Gemara's Madaik, the Mishnah says, Kosav Lagarish es agdoilo is Lagarish b'yas ektana, that the husband is not allowed to change his mind and use it for his younger wife, even though they both have the same name. So the Dig, the Gemara says, is Ketano Hudule Motzi Megarish Bey. It's only for the younger wife that he cannot change his mind and use this get for. But Hogdoilo Motzi Megarish Bey. But for the older wife, the one that it was written for, he's allowed to use it to get a good get. In other words, when she holds this get now, that's a proof that she's Megaresh, as the husband gave her the get. So Amar Rava, Rava says, if so, Zoy Semeres from our Mishnah, we should have a proof that in the case when you have Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, Hadorim Birachas, when you have two people with the same name, two people, Yosef ben Shimon, living in the same city, is Moitzi and Shtar Choy Valacherim. They have a right, if they're the Malva, and they come out with a Shtar saying that somebody else owes them $1,000, they have a right to collect with the Shtar. And the chiddush is that the person, the loiva, cannot say, listen, you holding this shtar, you're not the Yosef ben Shimon that I borrowed the money from. I borrowed it from the other Yosef ben Shimon. And most probably he lost the shtar and you found it. So then you can't collect with such a shtar. So we have a proof from our Mishnah that we do not say that svara, but rather we say the one that is holding on to the shtar, we say for sure it was his shtar, he's the real malva, and this Shimon, this Yosef ben Shimon, he has the right to collect the money. That's why Mishnah says that when the older wife is holding the shtar, she has the right to bring a proof she's megareshes. Like the fact she's holding the shtar shows that she is the real wife that received this gift. So Mor says, Abaye says back to Rava, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, Elo Meyat, if so, like if this is really the Pshat now Mishnah, you're going to have such a proof, then Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, that says the Ketoni, Shmi Kishmecha, if a husband is walking down the street and he finds a get that was written for somebody else, and he tells that person, listen, my name is like your name, and my wife is like your wife, let me use that get. So says Pasul the garbage boy, that the second husband now cannot use this get, since it was not written for him, it's not called because of Lolishmo. So the diik is, Sheini hu delo motze megarvish bei, only the second husband, he cannot use this get to use for his wife, because it wasn't written for him. But Harishon, but the first husband that had this get written up for his wife, motze megarvish bei, he's allowed to use it. Even though there's another husband, another man in the town with the same name as him. Still, when the first husband uses it, we say it's a good shtar. So if so, you should have a proof then, and it's not like that, because the Gemara in Barbaswa says, that a case we have two Yosef ben Shimon living in the same city, if somebody else, if the Malva is somebody else, that the Malva wants to collect the money now from this Yosef ben Shimon, he has a shtar, saying that Yosef ben Shimon owes him $1,000, when he comes to one Yosef ben Shimon, that Yosef ben Shimon has the right to push him off and tell them, listen, I'm not the one that borrowed the money from you. Most probably was the other person. So this Malva, when he has his shtar, it doesn't open. He cannot go and collect the money from one Yosef ben Shimon with his shtar, because the shtar only says that a Yosef ben Shimon borrowed the money, but it does not say which Yosef ben Shimon. So since there are two Yosef ben Shimon, this shtar is not good enough to collect the money. So he cannot be moitzi it, an acher cannot be moitzi the money from a Yosef ben Shimon. So the question is then, in our Mishnah, how come the husband, the first husband, has a right to use this get? L'chura, how could he use this get right now, since there are Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, there are two people the same city, two people the same name in the same city, how could he be moitzi use this shtar for a get to give to his wife? Like, we don't know if that's the real one, maybe it's for the other one. Like Rashi says here also, we should be afraid. How could the first husband use it? Why aren't we afraid that really maybe the other husband had it written up for himself, and he changed his mind and he threw it away, and then this one picked it up and found it? Says so, how come we pass in the Gemara Bava Metziah that an achar cannot collect the money against the Yosef ben Shimon? So if you want to say our Mishnah is doimet over there, it should be a kasha in our Mishnah. Therefore, Abai answers, Ela Mayis Loch Lememba, what do we have to say about our Mishnah over here in Gidden? That we have to answer our Mishnah is talking about the Ede Mesiro for Rabbi Elozahi. That our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe Lezer, that we don't have to look as far as the information says inside the Shtar enough, inside the Shtar itself, but rather we could be Semach on the Ede Mesiro. Since it was given over in front of two Edim, and the two Edim there know exactly who the Meisa, who the get was given over to, they were there and they saw it, that's enough for the proof of a get. So therefore, I'll tell you, Hochinami, even in the next part of the Mishnah, is also B'Edim Mesir of Rabbi Elezahi, that all the cases our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elezah, that there were Edim Mesir there. So therefore, even though there are two people, two husbands with the same name, and two wives with the same name, here the get is good, and here we're not afraid the get came from the other person. I, in the Gemara Bava Metziah, we say, B'Shnei Yosef and Shimon, there's a shaila if you could collect the money or not. Because over there we're talking about, you don't have Eidim Mesira. You just want to be Samech, rely on the shtar itself. On the shtar itself is not a good proof, since the two people have the same name. But in our Mishnah that we're talking about, there were Eidim Mesira there, the Eidim saw the way the get was given over from this husband to his wife, so they could be made later on, they know for sure exactly who it was. Omar Rav said like this now, Kulon Poislam Bakuna. All the cases are now Mishnah, even though the get was not called written Lishmo, the get is possible, she cannot remarry on the smach of this get. However, let's say her husband dies later, she's possible to get married to a kain, because the reyach of the get it has, and that an isha, your magreshes, cannot marry a kain, even a reyach of the get is enough. That's what Rav holds. Even though the get is possible with the raisa, but it's considered that the isha received the reyach, a smell of the get, and that's enough to make a posel lakuna. Chutz min harishon, excluding the first case is not even called a reyach haget. Since there the sefer did not write it to be written for a get, he only wrote it for practice, that's not even considered a reyach of a get. But a shmuel amar, shmuel says no, af rishon nami posel. Even the first case is also posel. Even though the sefer wrote the get only for practice, he did not write it for gerushin at all, Still, when a wife receives this get from a husband, it's considered that she has a reyach of a get, that a koponim she's possible to remarry to a kayin, even in the case that a husband dies. And because the Shmuel of time, Shmuel goes according to his town, the Yomar Shmuel, Shmuel said that komokom sheshon chachomim get possible, wherever the chom said aloha, that a get is possible, you should know possible. True, it's possible that she's not allowed to remarry with this get, but to poisel, she's also poisel to a kain, and in the case that her husband dies, she's not allowed to marry a kain. And chalitza psula, the same thing would happen in the Gemara in Yevamos, talks about that you have to make chalitza. If the chalitza is psula, the same thing, psula. True, this chalitza is not matter the Yevamos to marry to the shuk, but upoislos menachim. But I call upon the chalitza helps something that she's also to have yibum now with the other brothers. That's the law, for once she makes chalitza, she's also with an Yisra Reish Yisach to the brothers now. So even though the chalitza is a psula, still at Paisalsa, she can't remarry, she can't make yibum with any of the brothers. And b'marov in Eretz Yisrael army, the said of the Mishmed Reb Lozo, that smoil v'layla psula isu paiselis. Depends what type of a psula there is by chalitza. If she uses the left foot, or else it's done at night time, that's not such a big psul. Therefore, even though the chalitza is possible, she can't remarry, but our koponim upaiselis. It passes so that she cannot make yibum now with any of the brothers. But katan, let's say the yavam,